KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station and tell us what they're working on. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Ruby Sierra. Ruby's been on Thesis Thursday before, and she's back for more. How's it going, Ruby?
I'm doing really well.
Are you working on something different now?
No, I'm still continuing through the same process, but we're making strides. Before this, I was working in a respiratory toxicology lab under Dr. Boitano, and we were studying arsenic in mine tailing dust. Mine tailing dust is a slurry of all of the waste ore that we can't use when you collect gold, iron, or copper. In Arizona, because it's so hot, that slurry gets dry really quickly, and because of all of the dry heat we have in the wind, that just kind of blows out everywhere. That dust really isn't good to breathe in because it still has a lot of toxic metalloids like arsenic and lead still in the dust from the mine ores. And because we have a lot of mines in Arizona, that becomes a problem to the local people that are living 100 yards away from the mine. So what we're studying is the effects of that dust on your airway cells. What we originally hypothesized was that these cells were creating a barrier, like a chain link fence. And when this dust comes in contact with this barrier, it actually breaks apart this link fence. What we're looking at is the levels of how strong this barrier is. We have a machine called the endome chamber, and all that does is measure how hard it is for a current to go from one side of the cells to the other. It's measuring the strength of this barrier to protect the other side from getting electrical current. From that, we've already seen that there's problems in cells who have been affected by this dust versus cells that haven't been touched at all. This becomes concerning because if you don't have that barrier protecting the underlying tissue, it makes you prone to other diseases.
It's kind of like they're ripping holes in the screen door.
Yeah, and because they're not stationary, they can migrate to other places. And what you don't want to have is your cells migrating.
So what you're saying is that cells can escape once that barrier is busted.
Yeah.
They just go random places?
Yeah, they can really end up anywhere because they're migratory. Like, they don't have anything holding them down. That's the overall project that we want to look at, but first we have to see how that strength is being affected. And we're moving forward with that project.
We're 2 years into a 5-year project.
Mm-hmm.
In about 3 years, the goal would be to be able to publish a paper so that people can say, as a matter of fact, this arsenic is in the air and it is causing a problem.
Yes, because right now all they have studies on is the ingestion of arsenic, which is you drinking arsenic from your drinking water, and mm-hmm. that they have determined is a problem. So there are regulatory levels for arsenic in your drinking water, but there's nothing for the dust that we breathe in.
Protection of the air.
Yeah. A really good thing to look at would be to find a new way to store mine tailings, mm-hmm. because right now all they do is pack it into a slurry and wait for it to dry out, and eventually it gets blown away. That's not a really good way to get rid of the problem if it's going to be somebody else's problem eventually. What they need to look at is taking that mine slurry and actually storing it correctly,
yeah.
or getting rid of it correctly.
What are your plans for after graduation? You're going to graduate in 2019.
I have planned to continue with graduate studies and apply for my master's program, cellular and molecular medicine.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of music have you been listening to lately?
Lately, it's a lot of alternative music. I've been listening to a lot of Troye Sivan, so like Bite and Fools and stuff.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI. It's really nice to talk to you.
Thank you for having us down here.